T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. If you're like me, you don't have time for garbage television anymore. I mean, I got neighborhood council, I got to coach a basketball thing, and then there's this amazing television show called The Bachelor. Thankfully, we have Annie.
Annie's obsessed, she gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night.
Nope.
She's president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know.
Now you know.
And don't get her started. Supermarket Joe.
She met that guy.
And he's obsessed. Bachelor Edition.
From the windmill to the outback.
Oh.
Our beloved pilot Pete and the ladies are heading down under.
What you gonna say?
To Australia, baby.
What is that drop? I love that.
What you gonna say? Remember our good friend Mike Posner?
Yeah.
That's his song. 3-101 dates, 3 chances at fantasy suites. But before we jump into the sex, let's talk Madison. Okay. We ended last week with Madison asking Peter if they could talk after the rose ceremony. Maddie girl is still hiding that big secret that she's saving herself for marriage. Madison and Peter sit down for a little chat, and she can't seem to spit out the words. Instead, she gives him an ultimatum.
I want to be honest about like who I am and how I feel. And if next week you were to like sleep with somebody else, like it would be really hard for me to really move forward in this.
You knew what you were getting into.
Please don't count the time she said like, because I can't, the limit does not exist. But then she follows that with, but I don't want to tell you what to do. Meanwhile, not telling him the reason she feels that way. She still hasn't told him that she's a virgin. Peter, Batchy Nation, we're more confused than ever. First date of the evening, though, goes to Hannah Ann. It's perfect. They ride jet skis. They love up on each other. And yes, they retire to the fantasy suite together.
Yeah.
Best part of this whole episode, you ask?
Yes.
The Batchy producers are so evil this season, they're making the ladies live together during fantasy week. So usually they're separate, so they don't have to know or see when the other girls don't come home because they're busy, you know, just holding hands with Peter. So Hannah Ann's fantasy equals Madison imploding. Well done, producers. Well done. Second date of the evening goes to Victoria, and I truly cannot believe this girl is still on the show. Victoria and Peter's relationship has been a roller coaster, to say the least. And I just want to say, if you are fighting with someone this much within 6 weeks of knowing each other, you should not be getting married. But what do I know? Just a single gal over here trying to protect you, Peter. Victoria blames her inability to open up on her past relationship, or simply the fact that she doesn't like Peter at all, and she's panicking that she got this far, in my humble opinion. But these two toxic lovebirds also head off to the fantasy suite together. Peter gives the best line of the entire episode. He says, I love having a relationship with Victoria, except for when it comes to communicating. I'm just going to leave that there.
Seems healthy.
Final date of the evening goes to Madison. This is the ultimatum girl.
Oh, man.
Madison and Peter have a lot to discuss. She finally spits out that she's saving herself for marriage, and she would not feel comfortable accepting a proposal from him if he had been intimate with the other woman.
What are your expectations for me then?
For me personally, I wouldn't be able to say yes to an engagement and continuing to like move forward if you have slept with the other woman. And
at this point, you can see the light leave Peter's face.
Did she not see the windmill episode?
Yeah, Peter gets it in.
Did she not see the last 8,000 seasons of the show?
You know when you're with somebody and they have the audacity to tell you that Jared Leto's Joker was better than Heath Ledger's? That's the look that Peter had.
Okay.
I'm shocked, that he was able to form words after this. He was honest with Maddie and said this.
I mean, I don't know how else to do this, but like, I'll just be very honest and I won't give any details, but I have been intimate and I can't lie to you about that.
Now that's what I call yikes. The episode
for honesty, I guess, right?
Guess so. The episode ends with Maddie getting up from the table and Peter chasing after her, asking her to please not walk away, and then Peter spending the night alone. Next week, we have the Woman Tell All. All your favorite ladies are back for blood. But before we get to the high-pitched screams about who's going to sell Fit Tummy Tea, yeah, we have a rose ceremony. Oh. So we see Victoria and Hannah Ann standing, waiting for their roses, and Peter asking production where Madison is. What will happen? Will she ever come back? Can we just put Peter back in the windmill with Hannah Brown and call it a day? See you all next week.
She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
And don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
She met that guy.
Annie's obsessed, Bachelor Edition.
Annie, that's a great drop.
It's one of the best songs ever. Don't sleep on Mike Posner.
All right, if you ever miss Annie's Obsessed with Garbage Television and The Bachelor, we put it up in the podcast. You can get that at the iTunes podcast. You can have it at radio.com. And we have a huge announcement regarding Annie's Obsessed. Listen to this, guys. Annie at Banner's Kitchen and Tap on Monday, March 9th to watch The Bachelor finale. So you can go to mix1041.com to register for tickets. Banner's has the biggest TV screen on the East Coast, offering delicious food and over 50 beers on tap. They're going to be hosting this big party. Yep. You're going to be out there. It's going to be fun. How big is this TV, Kennedy?
40 feet.
They're putting the finale. They've never put anything but sports on this television, guys. And you're going to see teardrops on a 40-foot television.
And Chelsea Roy will be there. Caroline Money will be there.
Yes.
Batchy alums, it's going to be a time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this is Monday, March 9th, which is the finale of The Bachelor. Annie hosting this big party. If you want to come out and party with us, go to mix1041.com. You can register for tickets there at Banner's Kitchen and Tap, Monday, March 9th. Again, go to mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.